I said, I preached at a church in Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't have on any underwear. So I went up there, just opened up a text and just got started. No underwear. But I didn't deny. You know why? Because God opened the door. And guess who was in charge? God was in charge. I didn't put on nothing anyway. I got paid. I got paid too. Ain't that something? What I'm trying to tell you, when God calls you free, he will put you out in any condition. And there you are. I ain't gonna tell you the story of why I didn't have one. I just let you know that. You'd be surprised how that person in front of you, you'd be surprised as to what they're coming to. Amen. And this little sermon here, oh, I've had that about 10 years. You see, I ain't reading, I got it right here. I've had about 10 years. Yeah. I don't throw my sermons away. If the Lord give me the knowledge to write them, I keep them. Yeah. Got them on file. Yeah. But you'd be surprised as to what that man goes through to bring you the message. You'd be surprised. Some of them are not fully educated. Some of them can't read in the past. Somebody else read the text for them, and the preacher got up and said he died out on Calvary. And he rose early one Sunday morning with all power, both in heaven and earth, in his hands. I can't read and I can't write, but I do know Jesus, and he's out of sight. Yeah, they get up and do it. And you say, boy, that man, no joke. And some folks got to go to school 4 or 5 years before they get in a particular train. All the God does, call the preacher, and then start training. Yes. And he meets you doing what you think you're doing. Yes. And he knows the scripture and all of that. And the last thing here says that one man told Jesus, I want to go and bid my family goodbye. I want to hug them. And I want to be with them. They can barbecue and we're going to do a little drinking, and we're going to do a little smoking, and we're going to do a little rapping, and somebody coming over, and I just want to have a wonderful time. And I love the smell of that stuff, you know, the cooking and all that, and I want to be with them. And Jesus said, no, if you put your hands in the gospel plow, you got to plow straight, so you got to keep looking straight, and you don't have time to look back for your buddies. For your buddies. You ain't got time to look back to where your buddy is. You got to concentrate on what I want you to do, and I'll give you enough spirit that you can reach your buddy without even looking back. But first things first, get this done first. And a lot of folks, I would go to church, but my buddy ain't going. I would go to Sunday school, but he said he ain't going. Well, who are you serving, God or your buddy? You see, you got a lot of folk right now. They're serving Donald Trump. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not serving Donald. They're serving Donald Trump. They do what Donald Trump tells them to do. Oh, yeah.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program is open every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Evangelist Ruby Terry, Supervisor for the Department of Women historical first jurisdiction of Louisiana Churches of God in Christ. This message was delivered during the Alexandria District Holy Convocation. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Joel said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out. Somebody shall pour out my spirit. And then it says, but ye shall receive power. Somebody shout power. After, shout after, that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. And if you're going to tell it, you ought to be able to be a witness in Jerusalem at home before you try to go to Lake Charles, to Judea, and amen, and Baton Rouge, Samaria, and amen, all up to Shreveport and then all overseas. If you can't tell it here, no need you trying to tell it over there. But he said you should be witnesses. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Bless us here tonight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and my redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let everybody say, thank God. Amen. Amen. On your way down, tell your neighbor, neighbor. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to do it again. Lord, do it again. Yeah, my. Tonight, there is a clarion call to the precious women of God. It's time to become kingdom vessels, anointed to work in the vineyard. Yes, we have work to do. I would like to take this time to stir your minds and let the word of God stimulate your spirit, as well as provoke you to embrace the anointing again. How many of y'all know that the atmosphere of anointing is changing in this season? We cannot afford to remain silent and watch things happen, but get involved and make things happen. The Lord wants to do a new thing. Somebody shout a new thing among the women of God. It's not business as usual. There should be a spiritual awakening among us. It's not about our titles, not amen about how many events we put on, but it's about soul winning. Somebody ought to shout soul winning. Amen. And encouraging other women how to seek the Lord. So I have a question for you tonight. I have a question for all of you precious women in here tonight. Amen. When was the last time you won someone to Christ? When was the last time that you, amen, called, amen, for the women to come together and said, we're not going to talk about baking cakes. We ain't talking about, amen, raising money, but we're talking about how to get somebody sold. Saved. Oh my God. When was the last time that we went into a personal shut-in, a prayer and fasting, meditating on the word of God? I know we we're living in troubled times and so many global challenges facing all of us. And I know there's, amen, confusion in the land now. You know, amen, we don't want to talk about it. But just like it's politics going on in the nation now, you know, we got a nice president, wonderful, nice president. Uh-huh. But then you've got, amen, a man that is trying to be president again that's deranged and But just like you got political trouble in the world, you got political trouble in the church. Oh my God, it's so many folks sitting in the church but trying, amen, to play politics when it comes, amen, to those in ministry. Y'all ain't gonna like me up in here tonight. Cause you know how, amen, in the global world you got the Republicans and the Democrats and amen and all them other kind of folk, but in the church you got player haters and instigators and oh my God, and if you cannot don't stay on your praying ground, the enemy will try to deceive you and make you believe, amen, that you've got to go with, amen, the most popular party. Oh my God, but see, ministry is sometimes lonely. The more, amen, that you seek the face of God and the more anointed you become, the more lonely it becomes. Because you see, you got a lot of people that don't like it when God uses you and praises God, have you to praise God and go forth. So therefore, amen, the Bible said, know those who labor among you. Uh-huh. Oh my God, this is why, amen, that we often talk about it, amen, as we're living in these challenging times. But we must do what the preacher left on Holy Writ in 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people are tongue talkers, hand clappers, or foot stompers. My God. The ones that shout every now and then. Uh-huh. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And then when he talks about healing the land, that includes you and me, our family. This generation need to be healed. Our families need to be healed. A lot of folks in this church need to be healed, not in their just their body, but upstairs in their mind. Oh my God. So I hear Jeremiah 9:17-19 said, Jeremiah said, let me help you, Sister Ruby. He said, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider. He said, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women that they may come, and send for the cunning women. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? That they may come and let them make haste, get in a hurry, and take up a wailing. Oh my God. Why, Brother Jeremiah? That their eyes may run down with tears and their eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. Oh my God. How are we so spoiled that we don't want to pray no more? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land because our dwellings have cast us out. Oh my God. So much confusion in the home. And see, when you're having, amen, fights and trouble at the house, you bring them to the church. Uh-huh. And then, amen, it calls, amen, the church to be kind of topsy-turvy, because see, there are some folk now has gotten so wonderful, amen, that they don't know, they can't detect when there are demons and devils on their road. So let's do a road check tonight. Check your road, check your road. See, sometimes you come right in the church and you know you've been, amen, running out folk and talking about folk, fighting the pastor, fighting the vision pastor, you know, fighting the district missionary, and amen, don't want to work with nobody, fighting the pastor. Well, y'all ain't gonna like me up in here tonight. Uh-huh. Amen. So what happens, amen, you got, how can I say that I'm saved and sanctified and I got a spirit of unforgiveness? Yeah. Oh my God, how can I say, amen, that I love you, praise God, and then one day I'm smiling, the next day I can't stand you. That ain't God. If you want to see Jesus, you better get it right, because if not, you're going to have trouble at the gate. Amen. Ain't going to be no time to wait until I get, If I can't get along with you down here, you control me to the point that you make my life miserable. No, baby, that ain't happening. No, I'm not going through the church miserable and amen. And just because, you know, I see you make me not want to shout, may not, honey, I'll shout in your face. I would get right by you and just shout and have myself a wonderful fit. Matter of fact, I might even fall over on you and amen. Oh, my God. How you going to be a leader and you're not a follower? Tell somebody it's going to get all right. It's going to get all right. So the prophet Joel, amen, amen, as we listen to the historicity of this text, Joel says, church, we are in trouble and trying to manipulate the issues by being unconcerned and pious, coming to church like I'm all that, like, oh, you know, I'm all bougie and I, you know, and everything, like you know, you got everything, and you don't need nothing, and you all right, and this and that and another. Now, come on now. Amen. All of us in here need Jesus. Every one of us in here need another dip. Oh, my God. Religious self-denial. Know you got a problem, but won't admit you got one. Tell somebody she ain't talking about you. High-minded and lifted up in selfish pride. Amen. Nobody should have to beg me, amen, in the Department of Women. My district missionary should have to beg me to serve, amen, praise God, in the ministry. Y'all, this is ministry. This ain't about titles. This is ministry. It don't make no difference about me being a supervisor if I see the trash can running over emptied. Tell me they got a janitor. So what? We have become too important now. Amen. Too high-minded and lifted up now to where, amen, that we feel like that we don't need this and we don't need that and we want somebody to do this and do that. Learn how to do some things. Oh, I just felt something now. God is calling for seasoned women. Learn how to be, amen, a woman of distinction. Not loud and boisterous. Know how to carry yourself, a feminine woman. Know how to be a woman and stay in your place. See, when you stay in your place and you know your place, you'll always have a place. Know how, amen, to mind your own business. Don't be trying to mind my business, mind your business. Don't be trying to worry about what me and my husband doing. Amen. If you got one, if you have one, mind your business with him. And I don't have to put me and my husband business on Facebook just for us. I don't do them group chats where you, all of us knowing you, knowing what. I don't want you to know. If me and honey going on vacation, I ain't going to put no 15 pictures out there. And then y'all tell me, well, how did they go down there? That ain't your business. Learn how to be sweet to your husband. Learn how to be, you know, nice to your husband. And if you're a pastor's wives, you got to serve. You. Your job is to serve your husband. Love your husband. Know how to be easily entreated. You can't be a pastor's wife and you're mean and you're cantankerous and, amen, always mad and looking funny. You gotta have some joy. You want everybody else to have joy. You gotta have some joy. Learn how to give your husband some space. Chill. Chill out, girl. Learn how to give a man some space. Amen. He got problems too. And especially if he's a pastor, he got a whole heap of problems. And you got to learn how to know how, amen, to fix him a wonderful glass of tea or something and say, honey, just rest yourself. Amen, just do something nice for him. You know, tell him that night, you know, honey, you know, come on home a little early. Get somebody to babysit the children and watch the chilling. Get somebody to watch the chilling, you know. And amen, you just so busy. I just ain't got time to do nothing. Okay, keep on not having time. I just ain't got time to do nothing. You know, I'm just doing all this here. Just look up. Now, if you got an illness, I understand you're in the bed. But if you ain't got no illness, that's probably sometimes that's why you need to get up. Get up. Get out of that bed. My God. Fix up yourself. I don't care if you can't grow it, sow it. If you can't believe it, weave it. Get that grease off your face and walk around and tell me, I'm just saving, just saving about that. And tell me, you don't never say nothing to me. I see why. Holiness is not supposed to be ugly. Holiness is not supposed to be, amen, all down in the dumps and looking long-faced. Because I read in the Bible where it said, the joy of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, know how to do it, and that way you bring joy into your house, joy into your marriage. You single women, don't be over talking, I'm so tired of being lonely. Single women, no. He that findeth a wife. Amen. Be a happy single woman until the Lord send you somebody. Amen. Praise God. You ain't got to have, you know, a man all that down top. But well, I Valentine. They be your own Valentine. Go and sit down at the restaurant and enjoy your own self, and go like me and Sister Moss. Go on and go shopping and go do whatever you need to do. Why y'all looking at me funny now? You got to know how to enjoy yourself and feel good about yourself. Every day, women, you wake up, look in the mirror, amen, and tell yourself, I am somebody. Look at yourself and tell yourself, I am somebody. Amen. Be nice to your own self. Oh, my God. To your own self, be true. Oh, my God. I'm just about through here. So the prophet Joel talks about, amen, the crisis. He talks about, amen, how all of the locusts had plagued everything. He talks about, amen, the drunkards, amen. And he said about, you know, about the wine is not cut off. And he talked about all that stuff. And he said the priests need to mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The plague was no accident. Joel sees it as a judgment for God, from God, on the people who had left the Lord. Oh, my God. He said, the Lord utters his voice before his army, and his host is exceedingly great. He that executes his word is powerful. Why? For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? In other words, Joel calls for repentance. Women of God, it's time to repent. You can't just push over stuff and act like ain't nothing ever happened. Some of y'all better go back and repent to your husband. Repent to your pastor. Repent to his wife. Y'all ain't gonna like me up in here. You think the blessings is flowing now? But God said, Sometimes we say, well, it's just a preacher. But no, you got to keep your hand off of God's people. And you can't do, amen. Listen, women, you can't be gangsters. Fighting gangsters and see, cause the spirit don't strive with me at all times. See, and then some folks, it's just like, you know, women, real women, you don't be fighting and going on and carrying on and talking about, I'm gonna go over here and whoop Sister Pam and go good. No, the devil is alive. And see, you go slap the wrong person, somebody might have to call 911. So don't be up there talking about a fighting spirit. You don't want nobody fighting with you. And the reason why I'm saying that, because there are spirits, I see it in our churches, in the department of women. Women got attitude. attitudes and amen, at the drop of the hat, get mad and want to fight, temper go up. Don't have no patience. Did I just say don't have no patience? Possess patience. Pray unto God, give you patience. Everything not going to happen overnight. Wisdom, know when to say and when to do and how to do. And the Lord say, bless us. I'm just about through. Joel calls for repentance. He said, yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all of your heart. With fasting and weeping, you better take me to Geo with that brother. And with mourning and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. Who knows whether he would not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him. So Joel talks about restoration. Joel lifts up his eyes by divine inspiration in the more distant future in 2 and 28. And this is the nugget that I want you to get. He said this, you don't have to call yourself. You don't have to run around talking about I'm a missionary and you can't even quote John 3:16. Can't catch the fly. Amen. The devil over the fly around here and talking about, you know, I'm a missionary. I want to know, how did we get 220 some missionaries in the jurisdiction? But then when it come to the forums and come to the meetings and come there, you can't hardly find them with a flashlight. And I wonder, what are you missionaries over in? Where are you? Oh, my God. And then we got broken young women that are looking for, amen, somebody to speak into their lives. Where are the conning women? Where are the mourning women? Where are the women that saying, Lord, let me have something to say to that woman? Somebody shout, Lord, do it again. And Joel said, and it shall come to pass. Joel said, afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your son and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men, shall see visions, and even upon the men servant and the maid servants. He said, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Come on, let's go, Church of God in Christ now, and I will give portions in the heavens and on the earth. And he concludes by telling us what the Lord said to all humanity. And it shall come to pass that I will call upon the name of the Lord. Somebody shout, yes, yes. Joel talks about the bad things that happen. But I heard the Lord say, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Somebody shout, pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Joel said, it's time. It's time now to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. For the day of the Lord cometh now. Somebody shout, yes.
Yay!
Woman,
free.
To sound the alarm.
Free.
Your son and your daughters shall prophesy. Somebody shout, do it, Lord. Oh, bless his name. We ought to be so excited about Jesus. Somebody said, Lord, I need a healing in my body, in my mind, in my home. Yes, I'm going to pray unto something happen. Somebody shout, yes. And not only that, but I heard somebody say, I heard the man of God say, in the last days, if I pour out my spirit, then I'm going on over to Acts now. He said, amen, but ye shall receive power. Somebody shout, power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost, come upon me. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, I need you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Somebody shout yes. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Build up your family.